Let's meet Nagore Muriel Letamendia. Bueno, déjame empezar preguntándote.
Right, I'd like to start by asking you, the rural world that you show in the movie and the story, which is intimately connected to the place where this happens. I'm going to answer in Basque, so. The fact that all the story takes place in a farmhouse doesn't really respond to any particular personal connection that I have. Yeah, my grandma did. She had a farmhouse. But I've never had that kind of life, nor I have lived in such a rural setting. But I did start to think about what I wanted to tell, how I wanted to do it, with what metaphors and that. How this imaginarium came up, the story I wanted to tell, and what elements I wanted to use. And from there, I decided to introduce this relationship also with the animals, and, you know, between people. And then we started looking for the farmhouse. So there are different ways of experimenting grief, I would say. So what interested you about this conflict, you know, apart from the dynamics between mother and daughter, but, you know. Well, at the end of the day, death is something that we've all actually been close to, and it is different for some people. And there's never a good way to tell about death and to talk about death. So I think it's a very important thing that doesn't really get the importance that it deserves. We don't really talk about it very much. And I wanted to reflect this, that it was a very intimate process that we live inside and that each person deals with in a very different way. And I wanted to reflect that in a very evident, in a very clear way. And that's why from the very beginning, we can see how the daughter needs to leave. And the mother feels the exact opposite feeling. And in the end, they both realize that they are sharing one reality, although they live it in different ways. So how did you choose the actresses? Did they know each other before? Yes, they knew each other. And when it came to choosing them, to select them, it wasn't easy, really, because I knew there had to be some kind of connection between them. And if you want to do this job with people who don't know each other from before, this you really need more time, really, to work on that. So I went to Yvonne because I'd already seen things from her. I really like the way she works. I think she comes across as a very strong character. And with her, I think she's very natural. And we did an online casting. We got together with several people. I got a lot of videos as well. And at the end of the day, I knew that I was looking for her. I'd already seen her, and I really liked her. So once I started, I got in touch with her. Then I started to look for the person who was going to do the mother's role. Yvonne already knew Sonia. She was her acting teacher, and I felt that there was already that relationship. And besides, it was an important relationship between them. And it could be very suitable to reflect on the screen that relationship between mother and daughter.
Aquí tenemos una. Here we have one.
Thank you. I wanted to ask the song says and what it means to you, especially at the end of the film.
Bueno, abestia sortu zan bereziki film laburreako.
Well, the song is called Two Roots, like like the movie, and it was created for this movie, and there's hardly any dialogue in this movie, and it actually tells us a lot, because it's about a mother and a daughter. They know each other, they know each other so well. There's isn't a lot to talk about, and that's why I played with silences a lot. But I did feel that to give some kind of closure to that process, a song could be written that reflects what happened in this movie, and I think it's a very good sort of end point for the movie. Here's another question.
Zorionak, Nagore. Nik galdetu nahi nizun.
Congratulations, Nagore. I wanted to ask you, in the moment that you started to imagine this movie, the moment you saw it on paper, when you started filming, when you worked on the editing, has there been a lot of changes from that original idea to the final product that we see on the screen? Well, the truth is, I did put in a lot of time into the writing process. Script writing takes a long, long time, at least in my case, and there are a lot of sequences that in the end weren't in the final edition, which have to do with the development of the relationship between the mother and the daughter. There were more arguments, there were more conflicts, but we realized that that wasn't necessary to be included in the piece, because you can have a bigger impact with fewer words. There are things that I felt really sad that some scenes were out of the movie, but sometimes you have to take these kind of decisions. Okay, we've got another here.
For me, I would want.
Para mí.
A lot, and when she went to find the cow in the field, and is there something that we need to understand why that happened, and why did we see that she found something dead, or blood in her hands, and. What's the idea behind that?
Bueno, azkenenez,
in the end, we're looking at the relationship between a mother and a daughter, a story that begins and stems from a death. And the animal is a metaphor that represents that figure that they miss, both the mother and the daughter. There is a cow that has died, that is an important figure in a sense within the farmhouse, obviously. So this metaphor that actually reminds us of that main figure that was the father who had died. Well, thank you very much, Nagore, for being with us.
Our next film is Montaña Azul by Sofía Salinas and Juan Borquez. Enjoy the screening.